You have 8 new messages.
Hey, I'm on my way to work. I'm not entirely sure if I've gotten through to your voicemail. Samantha? Hey, Samantha. I just wanted to say it was fun last night. Oh, God damn it. I'll call you back later. It was when you giggled. I'll call you back.
You have 7 new messages.
Hey, Samantha. I finally got to the airport. I told you I'm a bad flyer. I can't do airports. But I'm here and I'm in time and I've got my ticket. I just wanted to make you smile.
You have 6 new messages.
I really am a bad man. I shouldn't have my phone on at this point, but the fucking takeoff. I'm scared. Kind of.
You have 5 new messages.
Just exactly why the fuck are you in my head at this point? I wonder.
You have 4 new messages.
Hello, Samantha. Hi. Hi, Sam. Sitting here in my hotel room, I just remember the night that I left, and its glorious grinningness. The glint in your eyes and the way you stretched. Anyway, I have to go network. I'm only stopping by to send you a message and say hello because of that night. And yes, the flight into Shannon, into Dublin, we touched down so very gently. After blustery conditions, I didn't think we were going to make it because the wind was so strong. But here I am, and here I talk, and I'll talk to you later. I'll text you. Good night.
You have 3 new messages.
Hello, Samantha. Are you having a good night's rest? I'm so sorry. I know it's late. I just couldn't help myself. I wanted you to lay down and hear my voice when you go to sleep. And if I've woken you up, I apologize. We had a good night on the last night of the conference. I just wanted to say hello. I'm flying back tomorrow. And I miss you. I really do. God damn it. I hate voicemail. It just doesn't pick up on the notions of... I'll see you at the airport. I will see you tomorrow. I have a flight in a couple of hours and I need to sleep. See you soon.
You have 2 new messages.
Right, I'm at Terminal 5. I've kind of touched down and survived the turbulence that nearly killed me. I'm gonna go home and shower and get a change of clothes. Come for a drink, please? Samantha, come on. Come for a drink. It's what we did last time I met you. A harmless drink never leads to trouble. I'm in Heathrow and I'm doing the throaty voice just to flirt. Come on, have a drink. I'll catch you later.
You have one new message.
Hey, Samantha. I thought I'd play it cool and leave it a couple of days, but Jesus Christ, thank you. And you know what for. I don't know if it was being woken up the first time by those busy little fingers running all over my chest. And then as I began to stir, curling delicately around me, as if it was some kind of strange and defenseless creature that needed protecting. And I'm going out on a limb here, but I get the distinct impression that it was not the first time that you took a man's cock inside your greedy little mouth. And I don't know where you learned that trick, but I'm very, very glad that you did learn it, and learn it so very well. But on reflection, I think it might have been when you were finally sure that I was awake, sucked sharply upon my earlobe and whispered gently, "Please, fuck me." And I just hoped that I did a good job. Anyway, now you know my number, Samantha, so please, don't forget it.
You have no new messages, but have yourself a great day.
Hello? Hey. Hello, Samantha. I thought you were never gonna call. How have you been?